I went to Daddy's house as quickly as I could after school today, even skipping dance practice. You let me inside, and without a word, I stripped off my clothes down to my panties and knelt in my spot near the couch in the living room. Daddy knew right away that I had something unpleasant to tell him. You sit on the couch and watch me waiting. I look up, catching your gaze, but I can't hold it. I'm too ashamed. Daddy, I've been a bad girl. Tell me everything, baby girl. Daddy, I let one of the boys at school touch me. Tell me more, baby girl. This boy at school is cute, Daddy. So cute. And he's in lots of my classes. I went for a walk with him after school and we ended up under the bleachers. He asked if he could see my little panties, so I pulled up my skirt for him. Before I knew what was happening, he put his hand on the inside of my thigh. I knew right away that I was going to be in big trouble, but I liked how it felt, so I didn't stop him. Then he moved his hand between my legs, moved my panties to the side, and put his finger in my tight, wet pussy. I look up, expecting to see anger, but I feel even worse when what I see is disappointment. Baby girl, did you let your little pussy come? No, Daddy. I moaned like a little whore, but I came to my senses before I let my pussy come. I took a step back and I told him we had to stop. I look up at you, hoping this might soften the blow. But the look of bitter disappointment is still on your face. Did you touch him, baby girl?
No, Daddy.
You don't say anything for a long time. You just look at me with that disappointed stare. I feel like I'm going to wilt. Finally, you speak. Take off your panties, baby girl, and sit down on the floor and spread your legs for Daddy. I obey. I think I know what's going to happen next. Put two fingers in your pussy, baby girl. Fuck yourself. I keep looking you in the eye while I start to finger fuck my tight little pussy. My breathing quickens and I let out a little moan. Rub your little clit in circles, baby girl. Once again, I obey without question. I use my middle finger for my right hand to rub my little clit. It feels so fucking good. I'm getting so horny for you, Daddy. You make me alternate between finger fucking myself and torturing my engorged clit. I moan out loud now, thrusting my hips toward you, never dropping your gaze. Tell me when you're about to come, baby girl. After a few more minutes of this, Daddy, my little pussy is about to come. You watch me carefully, waiting for just the right moment. My finger is a blur, rubbing my clit on two fingers from my other hand, moving in and out of my cunt. What feels like the last possible moment.
Stop, baby girl.
I immediately stop and bite back a scream of frustration. Oh, I was so close.
Now put your panties back on and get in your fuck slut position.
I obey and put my face on the floor, my ass in the air,
and my hands behind my back. I lose track of how long you leave me there. Later that night, you made me do it all again, and then again before I was allowed to go to sleep. Daddy knows exactly how to punish me, how to teach me my lesson. This went on every day this week. I'm so horny, Daddy. You made me dress like a slut to go to school every day. I look at all the boys at school, and I think about what I want to let them do to me. I think about their cocks and their cum. I think about getting fucked and used. But I follow Daddy's rules. And I'm sad because Daddy hasn't been inside me for a week. I just got home. I immediately and obediently stripped down to my panties and got in my position waiting for Daddy's attention. You walk into the room and sit down, enjoying your after-work drink. You completely ignore me. We continue that way for more than half an hour. Finally, you look up at me. Hello, baby girl. Hello, Daddy. Do you think you've learned your lesson this week? Yes, Daddy. What lesson did you learn? My pussy belongs to Daddy. Boys are not allowed to touch me. When I break rules, I get punished. This week, Daddy punished my little clit and pussy, and I deserved it. I learned my lesson, Daddy. We will see, baby girl. Tonight, I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself. You talk to me for a while and give me instructions in great detail. Daddy is taking me to a special party tonight. You are going to show me off. I'll show everyone how well Daddy has trained me, how well I obey. Daddy bought me a special outfit for tonight, a black leather bodysuit that fits me skin tight. It's long-sleeved and covers me to my wrists and ankles and comes up on my throat to just below my thin choker collar. I'm not allowed to wear a bra or panties, and Daddy watched while I shaved my little pussy bear. Underneath the leather, I have on nothing except for my smooth, flawless, teen girl skin. The suit has zippers in just the right places so Daddy can easily expose my titties and my pussy and my ass. And you told me that I have to go barefoot, but I can make my feet and toes look pretty for Daddy. I'm going to paint my toenails a pretty shade of pink. You've fastened another collar over my all-the-time collar. This one looks a little like a dog collar, and it has a ring on it. I'm about to put on makeup and make my face look pretty for Daddy, especially my lips, where I'll put in a shiny little girl lip gloss. Daddy says this will make all the men at the party want to fuck my mouth. But I'm not allowed. The door to the party is on the side of the nondescript building downtown. After you knock on the door, a large security man opens the door. He instantly recognizes you and steps aside. He isn't subtle when he looks me up and down, taking in all of the curves of my body through the tight bodysuit. I get a little wet under this strange man's stare, and a thrill runs through me as I anticipate what's in store for me at the party.
Inside looks like a swanky high-end club. The kind with long lines outside and $500 bottle service inside. As I look around, I immediately see that all the partygoers fall into two clear categories. Middle-aged to older men and very young, scantily clad girls. We stop just inside, and you take something out. It's a long leather strap with a metal hook on the end. And then I realize it's a leash. You show it to me and smile your sly smile, the one that makes me melt and feel almost desperate to serve you. I part my moist, glossed lips looking at you and let out a little moan. I move closer to you, tilting my head back while thrusting my throat towards you, silently begging you to leash me so Daddy can lead me all around the party and show me off to his friends. I feel a warm tingle between my legs as I get wetter. You put one large hand behind my neck and pull me to you. You fasten the leash to my collar and you whisper in my ear, "Good girl." I smile up at you, my joy at being called good girl washing all over me, creating a feeling of elation combined with a sexual tremor deep inside of me. I feel like I could almost come right at that moment, even without you touching me. You lead me through the party on my leash, holding it in your right hand. I walk respectfully behind you to your right, proud to be Daddy's toy, on display. The men stare openly at me, and so do many of the girls. On some faces I see admiration. I can tell they are impressed by how well Daddy has trained me. On the faces of some of the girls I see jealousy. How they wish they could be owned and used by my daddy. I smile inwardly, but outwardly I keep my face passive and avoid eye contact, as I've been taught. After you parade me around for a while, we stop. You reach forward to kiss me, slipping your daddy tongue into my wet little mouth. The long kiss warms me all over. You reach down and unzip the zippers around my breasts, and then remove the material, exposing my bare breasts for everyone to see. I feel myself turning red with embarrassment, but it is quickly replaced with a kind of euphoria that comes from knowing that Daddy is showing off my little girl titties. He wants everyone to see his property. The flush of embarrassment becomes a flush of pleasure, and I let out another little moan. I'm starting to soak the front of the pants of my bodysuit. You continue to lead me around the party on my leash, stopping to talk to people you know. You ignore me and so do the others, except, of course, to stare at my exposed titties. I'm just a pretty little girl, part of Daddy's wardrobe, like an expensive watch or piece of clothing. I'm a trophy to show everyone how successful and important Daddy is. We approach one couple, and I can tell by your conversation that this man is someone you know better than the others. A close friend, perhaps? He is with a girl who looks to be about my age. She is very pretty
and is dressed like an elegant little slut in a short, tight, backless black dress that comes down just to the top of her thighs, barely covering her pussy, and low cut to barely cover her breasts. She is clearly wearing nothing underneath. The two of you stop talking and look over at me and the other girl. Baby girl, I want you to meet Cum Toy. She's a friend of a friend. Her man nods at her. She smiles and turns and takes a step towards me. She leans forward, sticks her tongue in my mouth, and gives me a long, hard kiss while fondling my breasts. Daddy drops my leash, and I immediately submit to her, knowing that's what Daddy wants. He wants his baby girl to put on a little show for his friend, with his friend's cum toy. I break the kiss and, smiling, look her in the eye. Hello, cum toy. I'm baby girl. I drop to my knees and push up her dress, exposing her bare pussy. I look up at Daddy. You smile and nod. I move my pretty face between her smooth thighs, and I lick her in one long lick from taint to clit, never breaking eye contact with you. She moans loudly and thrusts her hips forward. I put my hands on her round ass and pull her towards me as I thrust my tongue into her tight, wet pussy. I take her clit into my mouth and suck on it, alternating between licking and sucking her clit until I feel her shudder and I fill my mouth with her sweet girl cum. I pull her dress back down and straighten it. Still looking at you, I carefully wipe her pussy juices off my face with my hands. And then lick my hands clean. I stand up facing you, with my nipples hard as rocks, and the wetness from my pussy continuing to soak my pants from the inside. You smile at me, and you pick my leash back up. You take a step towards me and whisper, "Good girl." And I whisper back, "Thank you, Daddy. Her pussy tasted really good." I lean forward and give you a wet kiss so you can taste her pussy too. You reach between my legs. This is what I've been waiting for. You work the zipper between my legs and remove the flap of material, exposing my wet cunt and my tight little asshole. I feel the air rushing over my hot, exposed cunt. The feeling is delicious after a week of torturous edging. You lead me to the center of the room. On a raised dais is a set of wooden stocks. I shiver with fear and lustful anticipation. I'm going to get fucked in front of all of these people. You press me down to my knees, and I put my arms and head into position on the stocks. You close the top and lock it in its place. You walk in front of me and show me a wooden paddle. Put out your little tongue, baby girl. I obey. Lick the paddle, baby girl. You move the paddle so that I can lick it from top to bottom, from side to side. As you pull it away and start to walk around behind me, I moan out loud. Count out loud, baby girl. 1, 2. Who does your dirty little cunt belong to, baby girl?
My cunt is yours, daddy.
3.
4.
Who does your tight little asshole belong to, baby girl?
It belongs to you, daddy.
5.
6. 7.
And your slutty little baby girl mouth?
It's yours, daddy. All my little holes belong to you. 8, 9, 10.
I can hear you breathing hard. I hear you fumbling with your belt and zipper. And suddenly, my little cunt is filled with daddy's thick cock. Oh, I let out a scream of pleasure and relief to have daddy inside me again. Oh, you moan as you fuck me like a jackhammer. You lean forward and put your mouth to my ear.
You are mine, baby girl. Mine.
I'm yours, daddy. Only yours. You're fucking me so fast now, daddy. Then you reach between my legs and start to massage my little clit. You're fucking my pussy so hard and rough, but your finger on my clit is so relentlessly gentle. I feel myself building to climax. A week's worth of pent-up frustration building to an explosion. I'm terrified that you're going to take me to the edge once again and make me stop. But no. Oh, you whisper, come.
Come for me. Come for daddy, baby girl.
Yes, daddy. The orgasm overtakes me like an earthquake. My whole body tenses and then I explode with a rush of pleasure and moaning and release.
You shove your cock into me, balls deep, and hold it there, spurting your hot cum deep inside of me. You hold yourself inside me while we both rock through our orgasms. You collapse on me from behind, panting, having reclaimed me. That's my good girl, baby girl. You are mine.